Rural Focus.
Well, all this week, it is Men's Health Week, so hopefully the guys are looking after their health a little bit. Which brings me to this. Australia's two pick grain grower groups, Grain Producers Australia and Grain Growers, well, they've joined forces to partner on strengthening mental health awareness and suicide preventions to help support Aussie farmers, and not just that, but also rural communities too. Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative, their inaugural national ambassador, is former Australian greeting legend Brad Hogg, and he joined us on the show today because Hoggy's out and about on a new tour called Take a Break Tour, and it has been launched with a new theme, and the key message is highlighting the importance, as we know, of farmers just taking a break to stay fit, to stay fresh and healthy. Let's catch in with the one and only Brad Hogg. Hoggy, hello there to you.
Yeah, how you going? And don't leave out the women as well.
No, so, absolutely. No.
The women have their own troubles as well, so we've got to make sure we include them in the whole process. So it's all good.
Absolutely. But this week, mate, it is all about Men's Health Week. And I know last week you were out and about, mate. How did things go?
Yeah, no, it was great. I was up there in Toowoomba. So flew all the way over from WA to one of my favourite places in Australia. That's Queensland, and out of the country area in Toowoomba, and met a lot of country folk there as they're just having a out machinery, livestock, and other apparatuses to improve their operations on the farm. So it was a great week, and just reminded me growing up on the farm and getting kicked off when I was 22, 23 when my cricket took over. So, yeah, some great memories, but also some great catch-up with some great country folk.
So what are you doing on this Take a Break Tour, mate? You're just speaking about how we should treat ourselves and look after ourselves?
Yeah, well, it's looking after ourselves, but also looking after our mates and family as well. Yeah. So I think one thing that happens is, you know, when we're in our industry or when you're in your workspace, you've got to get things done. And farming's very difficult because you've got the nature that can disrupt any plans of going on holidays or disrupt, you know, the work progress as well. So when it rains, you've got to get the crop in. When it's not raining, sometimes you just got to wait till it does. And that can be quite difficult for farmers. But, you know, when you've got that opportunity to take an hour off and go over to your mate next to the next door and just check in with him with a beer or a couple of scones, just catch up. Or if you've got 3 or 4 days, take the family away and really get involved with your wife and kids as well and try and reconnect in that space as well. So, you know, all those people that are involved in your community that are close to you, you've got to make sure you really keep those relationships strong.
Must be a good way to do this with thanks to the team at Grain Producers Australia, mate, getting on out and about across the country, speaking to people about taking that break that they need and looking after themselves, looking after their mates and looking after the family.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to reinvent the world or reinvent the wheel or change the world. It's just being there, just talking. And when you do talk, you know, you go in there and we're in Queensland, New South Wales now, the state of origin's on. You know, you talk about how the rugby's going and, you know, the Queenslanders will want to get stuck into the Blues and vice versa. But, you have those jovial moments, but you also, you know, if there's some issues out there, have a talk about those issues and just see if you can help each other find an avenue to make sure that you're moving forward towards your goals on your work front as well. So all those pressures, you actually share the pressure, but also you sort of lighten up the moment so that you're taking a bit of weight off everyone's shoulders.
More importantly these days, mate, there are plenty of resources that both men and women can get in contact with.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources out there. I do a lot for Lifeline, so 131114. I think it is the number. I've just got a bit of a blank there, but if you can check that before.
What did you say it was?
131114.
That's it. Very good.
Yep, 14. Yep. So, that's a resource there that's there for you if you feel as though you can't talk to anyone. There's someone on the end of the phone that can help with the problems that you're going through. And, that could be financial or emotional. There's a huge scope there to talk about, and they'll just help you put you on track to find the right resources for you moving forward that you make puts you on track. But also, you know, you utilise your livestock agent as well and your bank agent.
Yeah,
you know, when problems are starting to arise, make sure you hit it early and talk to those particular people because they might have the answers that might be able to put the fire out a lot earlier than before it turns into a wildfire. You know, those are the things that you've got to be aware of.
I see that you're down doing field day events. Of course, you just finished at Toowoomba, mate. You've got New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria to do over the next few months. Will we see you at any WA field days, whether it be Darren or Newdigo?
Yeah, Yeah, I might be going back down to Newdigate again. So, my cousin works there. I've got a farm down there, so got to go and check in on him as well, make sure his operation's going well. But, it's just a privilege to be able to put something back into the rural communities, which gave me so much in my development to achieve what I've achieved. And if it wasn't for country sport and country people to give me the values that I've got, I probably wouldn't have had the success. So I'd like to thank everyone for allowing me to share my story and try and put back into the rural regions.
Yeah, dealing with former Aussie and WA Test cricketer Brad Hogg, of course. This week it is Men's Health Week, right through to the 18th of June. And Hoggy, I reckon your palms might be getting a bit sweaty, mate, because later on in the week the Ashes begin.
So, that's going to be very exciting. So there's a lot of talk around there. Warner's already started on board. If he gets selected, well, Warner's got to worry about if he gets selected yet. You know, so there's a bit of interesting banter there, but hopefully it's a close series, tight series, and everyone provides good entertainment for us, the public, that enjoy our cricket.
Mate, I'll let you go. I know you're a busy man, but as always, thank you for joining us here on Rural Focus, and we'll see you over here, a part of the Take a Break tour.
Yeah, and everyone out there, just make sure you have a laugh while the day's going strong. So, that's the thing that I loved about working in shearing sheds and working around people in the bush, is that we always had a laugh, no matter how tough it got. And that just seemed to relieve the pressure. So, yeah, all right. You have a great day too, Troy.
All right, buddy. Nice to always have you on Rural Focus, mate. We'll chat again soon.
Yep, thanks very much, mate. And thanks for all the good work you're doing.